4. Armstead. Saw it all begin. Saw the guns go off one by one, each one a split second after the last, so that there was one long, continuing, blossoming explosion, beginning on the right, erupting down through the grove and up the ridge to the left, like one gigantic fuse sputtering up the ridge. Armstead looked at his watch. 1:07. He could see shells bursting on top of the ridge, on the Union lines, saw a caisson blow up in a fireball of yellow smoke, heard wild cheering amid the great sound of the cannon. But then the smoke came boiling up the ridge and he began to lose sight. Pickett was in front of him, out in the open, waving his hat and yelling wildly. Longstreet sat on a fence rail, motionless, crouched forward. There was too much smoke to see anything at all, just Longstreet's back, black, unmoving, and Pickett turning back through the smoke with joy in his face. And then the Union artillery opened up. The first shells came down in the trees beyond them. Longstreet turned slowly and looked. Then they began coming down in the field back there, where the division was. Armstead turned and ran back through the trees, across the ridge. The division lay in the open fields beyond the ridge. They had been there all morning, out in the open, through the growing heat. There was no protection. Knee-high grass, low stone walls, off to the left a low field of rye. The shells began to come in on them, and there was nothing to do but lie flat and hold the ground. Armstead walked out into the open, saw the men lying in long, clumped rows, as if plowed up out of the earth. Here and there an officer standing, a color sergeant. The flags erect in the earth and limp. No wind at all, and the shells bursting in sharp puffs everywhere, all down the line. Armstead walked among them. There was nothing he could do, no order to give. He saw the first bloody dead, heard the first agony. Men were telling him angrily to get down, get down! But he went on wandering. Off in the distance, he could see Garnet doing the same, on horseback. After a while, it was not really so bad. The shells were not so thick. They came down, and here and there a shock and a scream. But the masses of men lay in rows in the grass, and in the distance a band was playing. Armstead walked slowly back toward the trees, hoping to find out what was going on. His chest was very tight. He looked at his watch. 1:35. He wanted some moments to himself. The firing would stop, and then they would line up for the assault. Between that time and this, there ought to be a private moment. He came in under the trees and saw Longstreet writing a note, sending it with a galloping aide. There was Pickett, writing too, sitting on a camp stool lost in thought, pen to his lips and staring off into space, as if composing a poem. Armstead smiled. He was closer to the guns now, and the sound of the cannonade was enormous, like a beating of great wings. And all around him the air was fluttering, and leaves were falling, and the ground was shaking. And there was Pickett writing a poem, face furrowed with mighty thought. Old George, never much of a thinker. And all that while in the back of Armstead's mind he could see Mary at the spinet. It may be for years, it may be forever. He could see the lips move, see tears on all the faces. But he could not hear that sound. The sound of the cannon was too great. He moved up closer to Pickett. Abruptly, not knowing beforehand that he would do it, he plucked the small ring from his little finger. Pickett looked up, his eyes glazed with concentration, focused, blinked. Here, George, send her this. My compliments. He handed Pickett the ring. Pickett took it, looked at it. A sentimental man. He reached out and took Armstead's hand and pumped it wordlessly, then flung an arm wildly out toward the guns, the noise, the hill to the east. Oh, God, Lo, isn't it something? Isn't it marvelous? How does a man find words? Tell me something to say, Lo. You're good at that.
Lord, I thought we'd missed it all. But do you know this may be the last great fight of the war? Do you realize that? Isn't that marvelous?